1. What is the woman doing?
Excuse me, are you busy? Oh, sorry, I see you're on the phone. I'll let you finish your call.
No, it's okay, it's just a text. I was talking to my boss in New York just now and he asked me to text some information to him.
Wouldn't it be easier to email the information?
Perhaps, but I've nearly finished now. What can I do for you?
2. What does the man think his company should do?
I think the company must make changes.
What, like banning personal emails and social media during office hours?
Maybe, but I also think we'd all be happier if we did more exercise. Nobody uses the company gym. If we all had to spend 1 hour a day exercising, people would be far less stressed.
I hate the gym. I'd rather leave my work phone in the office at the end of the day so I don't have to answer work emails at home.
3. Where did the man meet his boss?
Hey, the boss just told me I've got the promotion.
That's great. When did he tell you?
This morning. I was at the bus stop last night when I met Frank. He said my boss wanted to see me. Frank bumped into him at the water cooler. I don't know why my boss didn't just phone me. Anyway, I saw him in the cafe this morning and he gave me the good news.
4. Where does the woman work now?
Our company's moving next month and we're having open plan offices.
Really? I used to work in one and I found it very distracting. In the end, my company went back to private offices.
That's what I was thinking. Personally, I'd prefer to work from home, but I don't think they'll allow that.
What about asking if you can do 2 days at home and 3 in the new open plan office?
That's a good idea.
5. Which product has a fault?
We've got a lot of problems with one of our products. There seems to be a fault with the material we're using.
Don't tell me it's the office chair again. I thought we'd sorted that out.
We have, but we've had some complaints about the kayak sinking.
It's probably because the customer doesn't know how to use it. Last time it was the bike. Someone tried saying it was unsafe because they kept falling off.
6. What has gone wrong with Helen's negotiation?
Helen, how did the negotiation go?
Not well. They wouldn't agree to the price.
Did you offer an 8% discount?
No, I didn't think I could. Our standard discount is 5% and they wanted 10%.
We can give 8% if it's a big contract. I think they'd be happy with that.
Oh dear, I'm no good at negotiating. I haven't had enough practice.
Don't worry. I'll speak to them and offer the 8%.
7. Which report does the man need today?
Becky, thanks for the regional planning report you gave me yesterday.
That's okay. I'm working on the export one now, and Manny's sending over the customer service one later today.
That's the one I really need today. I'm meeting the staff director tomorrow, and I need facts and figures on our customer service performance. Please make sure you print it out by the end of the day, so I can take it home.
Right. I'll finish the sales one for Friday's meeting.
Thanks.
8. What must the woman do first?
Hi, Anna. Have you written that report yet?
No, it's on my list, along with all the other tasks that have to be done today, like checking the new contract and speaking to the designers.
You need to make that last one top priority. We can't go forward without the design being agreed.
OK, I'll put it at the top of my list.
Great, but I'd still like you to finish the report today as well.